This is Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. Y'all ready for this? Hello and welcome to Wolf Watch. This is the first episode of 2014. I hope everybody out there had a happy and safe new year. You're tuned to KSTK FM Wrangell, Alaska. It is Friday, January 3rd, 2014. I'm Shady Grove Oliver, and coming up this week on Wolf Watch, we'll hear excerpts from an interview I did earlier today with Coach Ray Stokes on the Wrangell High School Wolves' first two sets of games of the season. Stay tuned.
The broadcast of the Wrangell High School basketball season is made possible in part by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department. If a fire breaks out in your home while you're asleep, how will you know? Smoke and heat build quickly, making every second count. A working smoke alarm can alert you to the danger and make the difference between life and death. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home and replace the battery every year. This message brought to you by the Wrangell Volunteer Fire Department.
Okay, so looking back 2 weeks, let's talk a little bit about your first game against Craig. Kind of give me a general overview of how that game went from your perspective.
They were competitive. They were both games were quite competitive. And Craig, they kind of create a tough situation for us. They have a real large kid. He's about 6'6 or 6'7 and a big frame boy that we spent a lot of time trying to keep him away from the basket, and then another kid on the other side that's about 6'4", and so their size kind of hurt us. And then when we really try and get in and protect that, we kind of lost a kid on the perimeter that shot the ball really well, and so you put those two things together, and it's kind of a good combination for them. And so we struggled a little bit with that, still stayed competitive, but that kind of that really hurt us, I think. Each time that we've played against Craig, and but like I said, they hung in there, and they were good ball games, and just unfortunately we didn't end up with winning one of them or two.
Now, why is height such an issue sometimes, especially with basketball? I mean, I'm almost 6 feet tall, and I had people while I was growing up saying, you really should be a basketball player. Unfortunately, I'm not coordinated at all. But why is size an issue when it comes to two teams facing off against each other?
Well, you know, if you have a big kid that's somewhat coordinated and stuff, the basket's 10 foot tall, and of course the closer you are to the basket makes it a little easier to put in. So if you got some size down there close to the basket, it definitely is an advantage with basketball, and particularly if you got a good perimeter kid to go along with him, then it makes it kind of a deadly weapon there. But so anyway, size is just big for obviously putting the ball in the basket down close, and also for rebounding and defending the basket on the other end as well. So size is definitely nice to have if you got a person with, you know, some height to them.
All right. Now, in the Clark Cochran tournament, that was down in Ketchikan, and that was the last game that the Wolves played. How did that game go for you guys?
The very last game, we played Craig again, and we ended up getting beat. by 2 points at a buzzer right there at the end. We were tied up 58-58, and we had the ball, and we had a turnover there right near the end that kind of the ball squirted out, and they had a guy closer to their basket where the ball actually went, and so we were kind of forced to make a decision. He got the ball and was racing for a layup, and he would have made the layup with time, you know, time just running out. So we had a decision whether we wanted to foul him and force him to shoot free throws or give him a wide open layup, which I think we did the right thing. I think we fouled him and see if he'd make free throws, which he did. But that was really our only chance in that situation once it happened the way it did. So, it would have been nice. We had an opportunity to win the ball game and fell a little bit short, but they got closer, I think, to Craig, and we did some things that we needed to do. We contained the big boy for the most part and held him to only 6 points that game. However, then we kind of lost track on the perimeter again. So, like I said, that combination is difficult to defend both of them if you don't have somebody to match that size, which we don't.
To play the same team kind of back-to-back in a way that you did. You played Craig here on your home turf, and then you played Craig again down in Ketchikan. Could you see some improvement between the first and the second game?
Yeah, I thought we did a better job, when we were down there in Ketchikan with them. But still, we're just a little short of putting it all together and struggle with some things. We're not shooting the ball particularly well, but hopefully we can get some stuff straightened out. We played two other ball games, one against Ketchikan the first night down there, which I thought the boys competed well, and Ketchikan has a decent ball club, and we kind of hung in there, and we ended up getting beat by 11, I believe it was, but continue to fight and scrap. And then the second game, we really didn't play very good at all, and I was a little disappointed with her performance the second night, but then against Seward, and they have a really nice, solid ball club, and then again, then we played Craig again, and it was nice to see the boys bounce back and actually compete again the third game. I felt like we should have done better against Seward, but just sometimes you have those games. We were just flat in almost every aspect, but they did come back and put together a good game against Craig again, so it's just unfortunate we didn't end up on the other end of the winning-losing column there, but, sometimes that's just what happens.
Stay tuned. When we come back to Wolf Watch after this quick break, we'll hear from Coach Stokes about some of his players and how the team needs to come together as a whole.
Audison's True Value Hardware is a proud supporter of the Wrangell Wolves. At True Value, customers will find ultra-premium EasyCare interior paint that features a lifetime warranty, one-coat coverage, and scrubability. Audison's paint department features color samples, color cards, and True Value staff to help customers choose and mix paint. Audison's True Value. Start right, start here.
I heard that Blake Stokes, your player Blake Stokes, had a good run in some of these past few games. Can you tell me a little bit about his performance? I heard he was really good at actually shooting the ball.
Blake can score, and he can shoot from the perimeter a little bit, and then he also can go around his man and create some stuff going to the basket. So he played pretty well for two games, I thought. The first and the third game, he played okay, fairly well. I think he's got room for improvement, obviously. Second game, he didn't play well at all, I didn't think, as none of us really did. But he had some good things. There's some things he needs to definitely step up, as the whole team does. I mean, the one thing that these guys, and I've had reporters talk to me and want standouts and, people, and I really don't see this as a team that has any, superstars or anything like that. We're just kind of a whole bunch of average kids that hopefully can all come together and have a common goal and make something good happen. And because we're not big, we're not fast, we're just kind of, average everywhere. And but if they can kind of really get together and come up with a good, solid game plan and then stick to it, I think they'll be competitive. But like I said, we don't have a real big guy, and most teams usually have one of them. And but I don't know. I'm just hoping that they all kind of gel together and play as a team. And if we do, we'll take whatever we have and hopefully win a few ball games. And if not, I just like them to play the best they can.
And, to hear that there's not one star of the show, it's actually, I think it sounds kind of nice, because it really does mean that the team has to rely on each other. And while right. that means, of course, that there's not one person that they can always look to say, pick it up when things get really tough, it also definitely means that they really are going to have to come together as a team and watch out for each other to be able to really pick it up in each and every area of the court. My last question for you is, because you're taking a bit of a break right now, what with the holidays, when you come back and really start hitting practices hard again, what kinds of things would you like to focus on with your team?
Well, I think we definitely need to work on fundamentals and spend a portion of our practice just trying to get fundamentally better. And then I really think we need to spend some time organizing our defense, and which I haven't really had a chance to do. It's early in the season, and our offensive skills were, in my opinion, more deficient than defensive skills. And so we haven't really had a chance really to do that, and I think we can maybe make up some ground defensively if we can get the right frame of mind. You know, it's a lot of hard work and guts and determination is what defense is made of, and if we can get that kind of ratcheted up a little bit and everybody, like you said, working together, I think, you know, I think it would be a fun year for the boys, regardless of their record. And that's what I told them yesterday at practice. We didn't have a particularly good practice yesterday. But if they would just, you know, kind of not give up and hang in there, because, I mean, it's pretty obvious knowing your competition and knowing our team, we're going to get beat a few ball games, and who knows how many that is, but they can't let that get to them. And my whole focus is on the regional tournament and seeing if we can get good enough to where we can maybe upend somebody there. And each night is going to be somebody different. And, you know, Robbie Marshall, he had some good performances there as well. Bryce Gerald is always helping us on rebounding and defensively, and Aaron Howell can get loose for some, you know, some fast breaks. And Mike Yottison, he played well. I felt best game I've seen him play was the third game against Craig, and he did a good job that game. So if everybody can kind of click at the right time and kind of get the right frame of mind, I think we'll be competitive. If not, it could be for a long year. But hopefully the boys will, you know, rally and decide to do that.
Absolutely. And best of luck to them as they start up their practices again. And I will touch base with you after your next game.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Stay tuned. We'll return to Wolf Watch after this quick break.
Wrangell Wolves basketball action on KSDK is sponsored in part by the Stikine Sportsman Association, supporting healthy youth activities in our community. The Stikine Sportsman Association says go Wolves.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Wolf Watch, where we heard from Coach Ray Stokes from the Wrangell Wolves basketball team. If any of you are wondering why we didn't talk to the Lady Wolves this week, that's because next week is going to be all about the Lady Wolves. So stay tuned to that for more Wolves action here on KSTK. And everyone, don't forget to go down to the courts this evening at 6 p.m. as the Lady Wolves team takes on the Lady Wolves alumni team, starting at 6 p.m. in the Wrangell High School gym. Thanks so much for tuning in, and see you back here next week. Same time, same place.
Live coverage of the Wrangell Wolves basketball season is sponsored in part by the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge, a family-owned and operated business in Wrangell since 1984, offering rooms with a private bath, cable TV, internet, telephones, and courtesy van rides to and from the airport or ferry. Meals are provided for all room guests. For reservation information, the Alaskan Sourdough Lodge can be reached at 800-874-3613 or online at akgetaway.com.
This has been Wolf Watch on KSTK FM, Wrangell, Alaska, following the Wrangell High School Wolves and Lady Wolves throughout their 2013 to 2014 basketball season. See you next week, and see you at the games. Y'all ready for this?